Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to my show. This is Great Inferno. It's 8 o'clock here in Wisconsin. So if you're on the East Coast, that would be 9 o'clock. And if you're somewhere else, that would be other times. Anyway, so much to talk about tonight. We are going to be talking about, the first 100 days of Obama's presidency today. So it's, you've probably seen him in the news, on CNN, Fox News, or whatnot. Let's talk about that. You know, call in if you guys want to talk about that. 347-884-8125. Join me in the chat room, which I have not opened yet. Here we go. blogtalkradio.com/Great Inferno. Tell me what your thought on that. Also, today, I'm going to, in about a couple minutes here later on, in about a halftime show here, the band Double Think will be joining us, and I will be interviewing them, and hopefully they'll be able to get here. 347-884-8125, let me know what you think. I'll be playing their song also in a couple minutes here, and again, let me know what you think. We'll go into, callers did not want to go through, so call back if you want to go through, and press 2 if you want to participate, because otherwise I'm not going to be able to pick you up if you do not press 2. That is just weird. Okay, first of all, breaking news, what do you guys think about what is that? Let me see my notes here. See, I keep losing my notes. All right. Supposedly, we have this bear with me. This computer here is not willing to cooperate, and it's making me mad. Right now. All right. There you go. You probably know that there is a children coloring book that went around. It's made by the FEMA. They call the coloring book called A Scary Thing Happened, which apparently the burning Twin Towers with the plane going through with them, or something like that. Well, you guys wouldn't have to see that. So you can go to the, you can just go Google the Scary Thing Happened coloring book, and you should be able to see that. The coordinator behind the children's coloring book was actually pulled from the FEMA's website last week. This is actually standing by her work, despite an controversial cover and outcry from many people. Like, again, it shows that a child's drawing of a New York Twin Towers on fire with a plane flying towards them. And it's called A Scary Thing Happened, a downloadable coloring book designed to help children cope with disaster. It was developed by Minnesota's Freeborn County Crisis Response Team following a local tornado in 2003, and it was posted on the Smoking Gun website. Well, that's after FEMA took it down last week. The person who's responsible saying that I stand firm that it was a very well thought out thing for kids. That's what she said, but it's obviously being misinterpreted by a lot of people, unquote. Wow. How do you misinterpret that? I mean, if I look at that, I mean, you know, that's, it's going to bring memories. You know, it's going to, you know, it's different than like a tornado just like swirling around than a two building twin towers. One of them's burning and the other one's about to get hit by a plane. Yeah, that, I'm glad they took it down. And unfortunately, there's there was like a thousand or numbers of those books that was actually circulated, and you know, that was too late now. But I mean, these people should be, especially those the families that was you know, that family was involved with that 9/11 and all that. They should be outraged. I would be outraged. You know, that's the only thing that I don't get. These people, I mean, why would they do this? And they just, I'm gonna paint this. You know, I'm gonna paint some like some something. I don't know. Let's take maybe a caller here in a couple minutes, and see what you go look and, you know, go look it up. You know, maybe you can Google that and give me a call here at 347-884-8125. And we'll go from there. And also the Obama's, you know, today's March 1st, 100 days. And again, a lot of Obama, I wouldn't say Obama mania, but I'm tired of that term, but, you know, people that loves Obama, actually, that, you know, they're, I don't know, it's not, to me, it's not a big deal. So, you know, I mean, it's, you know, he's the president. He gets his, you know, hey, it's my 100 days. Let's celebrate, you know. let's call him for a press conference. It's my 100 day today. Man, let me see. Yeah, give me a call 347-884-8125. I don't want to say any bad things or any negative things over this, but so. And also, I'm going to play a clip. Hopefully, you be able to hear this. And this is CNN. What's swagger? Swagger. According to that, you know, I mean, I'm just gonna describe this. You know, there's a lady, a redhead lady, is in there, and also a gentleman sitting next to her, explaining, you know, how swagger is and how President Obama has to swagger rather than, you know, other white, you know, president. I don't know, because that dude is, like, you know, clearly he's, you know, half African American or, you know, half whatever. He's not a pure 100% black or anything like that. But he's trying to explain himself out, and I think this is, I don't know. You decide, and we'll take a caller and see if you wanna comment about that. So, hold on just a second here. Here we go.
His biggest concern now is that we're going to be not politically correct. So bottom line, every white president has had absolutely no swagger. Is that what you're saying?
No,
stuffy, uptight. President.
Now, some would say that. Now, I'm not saying that, but when you look, I mean, people notice, and maybe it is kind of one of these things you're not supposed to say, but there is just, you can go from Billy D. Williams to Shaft to whoever you want to talk about. There's just a bit of a, like we said, a swagger sometimes that people associate with the song. I'm going.
I'll go over here, a little Shaft music, Otis, if you can roll that for us.
And that's what they are talking about and speaking on, whether it's, I mean, he went into that courtside at a basketball game. He went, I mean, he goes out to nice dinners. He goes out in the town. He's not scared to be this young, hip guy. And a lot of black men will look at that, whether they're staying on camera or not. They will look at that. And behind the scenes, because I have these conversations with a lot of guys I know, that's a brother. They will. They'll say that. That's a brother.
Well, you know, I mean, and people have said that about you. You've had this sort of laid-back, cool kind of, you know, delivery. But you bring up a really interesting point, really. We should just be full transparency here. And even within your conversation, one of the gentlemen with whom you spoke said that can be inclusive. But it seems like he's getting more attention for kind of being this hip, young, comfortable, not afraid to give hugs,
black
type of president, whereas in the past it's not necessarily...
That's something, because we always feel like our president is at a distance from us sometimes, like they're so far away. This president makes you feel like, and they do attribute that to the fact that he is a black man, and that is the part of the black culture, just being open and inclusive. Every one of those guys, when I showed up for the interview, we embraced. I mean, that's just, you see me and Tony Harris in here every time we see each other.
Yeah, I don't
we
see
embrace.
You hugging Rick Sanchez. What's up with that?
I'm just, it's just a part of the culture sometimes, and they say that it's definitely showing up in his presence. I know you got a kick out of this thing.
Yes, I did. This is like my favorite subject matter, especially with you. PJ, thanks. It was great.
You want to hug it out?
Yeah, let's hug it out. Okay.
All right.
Oh, wait, I got it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So yeah, they did. You know, they hugged and you know they did a fist bump and everything like that. So what can be more racist than just your CNN anchors try to portray it here? yeah, it was weird. I mean, like you know, the dude is trying to explain himself out. It's like, oh, this is just a part of the culture. You know, it's just being a part of brother. You know, like being a black man. I mean, I see a lot of. I mean, is that so? Is that really the case here? I don't know. It's just you know, just kind of I'm appalled by the way they handle that, or by the way they you know try to explain that. I'm like, wow, CNN. No wonder their rating is so low. Oh boy, it's just what makes you think here. Now, again, 347-884-8125, give me a call here, I'm going to play a song from a Double Think, and this is what we call the California Doll by Double Think, and we'll get back on the phone, and here we go. Okay. Wow. That's welcome back. This is a great inferno again. Of course. Yeah. Welcome back. And that was Double Think. It's called California Doll. Let's get the caller in on the line here. We're talking about the Obama's 100 days. We're talking about the book called a coloring book called "The Scary Thing Happened." Well, portrayed of that includes the Twin Towers being burned down or hit by a plane or something like that. But let's get the caller and 3797. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hello, calling in. Go ahead.
So, what do you? The thing is, let's start with the coloring book. Would you buy that? Would you get that for your kids? Well, it's not just for kids. It says something about it. You know, the books should help you cope with a disaster, things like tornadoes, crises, and stuff like that. That's why she included it, the burning twin towers.
Mm.
Yeah. What do you say?
What else is in the coloring book? Did you look at it?
Oh, there's like Twister, you know, like tornadoes and natural disasters and stuff like that.
Does it?
A lot of people,
like,
you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I guess it would depend on if she wrote anything with that, like if she said, you know, you shouldn't. If you see this, you should stay inside and you should hide in such and such place, you know, for like a twister. So it would depend on a text that goes with the picture. That's what I think.
Really?
Yeah, because, it would take some effort for a parent to, you know, kind of be like,
mm-hmm.
break it down to a kid. That's what I think.
Okay, so you mean like she mean no harm. By doing that.
Yeah.
She also says they're going to continue using it, but again, the FEMA actually pulled it out of their website. But I think it should be pulled. I think it should be, you know, somehow it should be not include. You know, it should not include the deal with that because it's, you know, I mean, a 9/11 attack. 9/11 is not a. It's not a natural disaster. Well, it can happen every, you know, year or anything like that.
Yeah, shouldn't really have the 9/11 on there unless you're saying, hey, you know, firefighters can help you in such and such circumstance. Mm. But it doesn't have to be 9/11. Twin Towers could be just a house on fire, you know, picture of that or something. So, yeah,
and
that part I agree with you.
Yeah, and there's also mixed up. People that, you know, some people liked it, you know, some people that doesn't care or anything, it's like, you know, like, and some people, you know, it's real totally outraged by it. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
again, my opinion is just, you know, you should not include with that, you know, I mean, it's because
mm-hmm.
it's going
right.
to, you know, it's going to create, you know,
exactly.
it's going to create a controversy and stuff. So,
yeah,
so what do you think about the, let's go to, Mr. President Obama's first 100 days in office. Did you watch his speech today? I think it was I saw him on CNN or.
I watched a little bit. I thought it was live, but maybe not if it's been all day. I just watched a little bit of it, and they were asking him why he's the chair holder of the now going to maybe be two auto industries and stuff like that. And he said that that he doesn't want to be a shareholder. You know, I have a thought about that, though. If the taxpayers are paying to bail them out, why not give us shares? You know, based on how much tax we pay. You know what I mean? Like, why don't we own a share in it then? Why do they just get the money? I mean, regular stockholders, I mean, isn't that why people buy stock in a company? So that they can have some kind of value in that company? I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to, give us, when they recover, they're going to give us $1,000 off a new, brand new vehicle that's already high priced. That's just what I have to say about that.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. I wish it can just, you know, that would be cool, though. That would be cool, but, again, you know, I'm, it's not going to work that way. It's more complicated than that. Now, the I played a little clip earlier about how the CNN anchors, you know, trying to explain or trying to say that that Barack Obama has the, you know, he has the swagger, you know, swagger.
Like in
the
Caribbean.
Like, no. It's like a swag. No. It's about, like, you know, hip. It's about, like, you know, this dude, you know, that one of the CNN anchor, you know, he's, you know, clearly he's half black, and he's saying that, you know, this is the culture, and this is, you know, he's a black man. You know, he's the brother. You know, he's the brother right there.
Yeah.
So he hugs people. He sit front seat in the LA game and yada yada and stuff like that. And, you know, he's a brother right there. You know, it's just saying that, you know, that, you know, he's a black man, and you know, that it's just the way they say it. And it's like, you know, he has the swagger, and, you know, and some other president, white president, does not. Would you agree?
My first thought is that I guess I'm not hip enough, because I didn't know about that term. Swagger means hip. Okay, and do I agree that he's hip? And, well, if he does what he does, you know, I mean, isn't that what people want? I mean, like, a lot of people, like in those movies, there's at least one or two movies about, like, some black guy that, like, goes and gets personal with the people, and he ends up winning, you know. Like, wasn't Chris Rock or somebody, some Tucker guy, Chris Tucker in a movie? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think that's different. I think it's the way, you know, CNN, I mean, the rating is so bad, it's not even funny. You know, that's... first of all, why would it be funny? Yeah, the ratings of CNN is actually, you know, I think they're coming up third or fourth or something like that. Fox News is the first one. I think MSNBC or NBC or something, like one of them, to go in a second. You know, it's not a big deal, but it's just, you know, they're trying to portray him that Barack Obama is, like, you know, he's hip. We don't care what he believes in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We don't care if he's a liberal. We don't care if he believes in, you know, like abortions, or he's pro-choice, or, you know, he's for pro-gay or anything like that. They don't care what he believes. He just, you know, they don't care if he was associated with the, you know, with the most liberal media, or, I mean, the guy's, you know, Barack Obama's a liberal, you know, he's a liberal.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's trying to pretend he's cool, you know. That's an example of media embracing Barack Obama, you know.
Yeah.
And everything like that. So that's just my opinion, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What?
I think that, like, well, I guess that makes sense why people think he's Christian then, you know. I mean, if he's embracing everybody, like, I don't have anything against homosexuals. Like, you know, I go by hate the sin, love the sinner, you know. But you gotta have your values if you're a Christian. That's what I have to say about that.
That's right. That's you got a good point there. So what's the update of the swine flu? What's the update on that?
Praise God that our son doesn't have it.
Okay.
Like, after we got done talking about that day, I don't know if it was that day or the next day, all of a sudden our son got, like, really hot and a fever. And I was like, okay, what is this? And it was, like, almost 104 or something like that. And I was just like, we prayed about it. And then by the next morning, it was his fever was gone. Well, pretty much gone. It was, like, way lower. It was under 100. So that's all I know. I mean, I see pictures a couple times,
that's good.
Like, about people.
That's good.
Wearing masks,
according to the WHO, the World Health Organization, actually they erased that, you know, the pandemic alert for the swine flu, yeah, to the second highest level, actually.
Which means that
it believes that the global outbreak of disease is imminent. It can happen. Go ahead.
It's not exactly like, but like that movie Blindness, you know, where it was like global outbreak everywhere.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. The movie Blindness. Okay, yeah. I don't even know what to say to that.
I'm just saying that, like, it's a global outbreak. We haven't had one of those for how long?
A very long time. 1958, I think.
Wow.
Right?
Really something. Experience that in a lifetime, you know? I mean, I'm not saying it's like a good thing. I'm just saying, like, it really makes you think about stuff. You know what I mean? That's what I think about that.
Right.
So it's a number out of six? Is that what you're saying?
No, phase four, that's what, you know, they raised that level to phase four. You know, that means it's you know, it's pretty bad. You know, it's a pandemic that actually, you know, hey, you have to take this into seriously, consideration because of the capacity to spread rapidly to every country in the world. I mean, that's, you know, the World Health Organization is actually taking this really, really serious. You know, and influenza, you know, if you have the symptoms, you know, go see the doctors right away. You know, again, they tell you not to sneeze in public, cover your mouth, wash your hands, and, you know, do all the precautionary steps when you go out there in the public. This is really, really, something that you have to take consideration. You know, that people will tell you, oh, that's nothing. And, you know, I mean, if the WHO, not people from the WHOville, but the WHO, the WHO, the World Health Organization, if they're saying this thing is on the level four, I mean, you have to, like, you know, really sit down and say, wait a minute, you know, how can I protect my kids? You know, what kind of steps do I need to take in order for me to minimize, at least. But again, we're going to go take a break, and I'm going to play Double Think again. This is called the song called You Think We're in Love. And as we go on, when we get back here, you know, they're probably, you know, they're going to be calling here, and we're going to be interviewing them. So stay tuned. Join us 347-884-8125 or join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Great Inferno. Join us on the chat room caller. Just stay put, and we are coming back.
You think it's a dream? We all play a part. Well, I'm in a maze of amazement, and I don't know where to start. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Great Inferno. Welcome to my show. Join us live, 347-884-8125, or join us in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/ Great Inferno. Open up the line over here. I think we have the BAM. I'm going to be interviewing the BAM Double Think. There's a dog out there. Caller 3797, you have a dog in the background there. What's going on?
Maybe they're out of its room.
Okay. Well, let's get. We're going to be interviewing the band Double Think, and I think he's on the other line. 5283, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey,
who is this? This is Scott Brown. I'm the lead singer of Double Think.
Scott Brown. Okay. How you doing today, Scott?
Good. Doing good. Just got
doing
back
good.
From rehearsal, so you know, feeling good.
Oh. I see that. Hey, I don't know if you heard that. I played your song, man. That was pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, thanks. That was You Think We're in Love off our new CD.
Yeah, but so let me ask you a couple questions over here. I know some listeners want to hear this. So the band Double Think, explain how you come up with this name.
Well, it's from a book called 1984 by an author named George Orwell, and he actually made up the word. Like, the word didn't exist in the English language until he came up with it. And in the novel, Doublethink refers to a way of controlling the populace by enabling them to believe in two different things that contradict each other at the same time and believing both of them are true. So in other words, you would say, like, you know, I'm on the phone with you, and then also say, I'm not on the phone with you, and believe that both of them are true, even though it's impossible to believe both of them.
Is that a kid? I heard a kid in the bedroom.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some, like, weird noises coming out of there.
There's a dog. There's a kid. I know that, the listeners, if you go to myspace.com/doublethinkrocks, you should be able to see their pictures up there, and they're, you're going to be able to listen to their songs, and I believe the one I played was the first two songs, right? Singles?
I think it's up there at the top, yeah, it's You Think We're in Love.
You Think We're in Love, and the other one's the California Doll, correct?
Yeah, the other one's California Doll, I think, yeah.
Okay, so... I mean, how old are you guys? It seems like, you know, pretty young and hip.
Yeah, we're in our 20s, mid-20s.
Oh, okay,
and,
cool.
Yeah, so it's, we're all different ages, but, you know, they're our 20s, mid-20s. And we've been together for about, I would say, 3 years, I would say. We've had a couple of lineup shifts, but for the better part of 3 years, we've been playing around all over.
Sounds good. And how'd you guys get together? How'd you guys get together? What, did you guys start on like in the garage? You know, you guys were growing up in high school or?
Well, actually, I had a band before 3 years ago that was called Double Think, and I had a big discussion with the band members, and I made this conscious decision that I was like, I'm young. The band is good. My songwriting is good. I want to do this for real. You know, I don't want to be screwing around here anymore. I want to make this my life and start a career in a business with this band. And the other guys didn't want to do that. They were just like, you know what? We just want to be here to play. We just want to have fun. We don't really care about the seriousness of it all, blah, blah, blah. So that band dissolved, and I started up the new members of this band. So.
Wow, you know, just like I can't believe they don't want to go all the way with that. I mean, just like
I'm sure they have their reasons and everything. I'm sure they had, like, right, you know, their ideas of what they want to do. But, you know, there was one guy who was like, you know, I want to go to school and I want to do this and I want to do that and I've got a girlfriend and I've got all this stability that I want to have and whatnot. And then there was another guy who just didn't like to tour. He just hated being in the van and whatever. It's just various reasons of whatever.
It's just excuses, you know. Those are well planned lies. You know that?
Yeah.
So if they really want to do it, you know, all that thing's not, you know, it's not going to matter. If they really want to, if they have that dream as big as you have, you know what I mean? If they have that dream as big as you have, none of that's going to matter. I mean, that's going to be just like, you know. But anyway, I heard that you're doing about 80 to 100 tours a year, or.
We play a very, very large amount of shows every year. Not as many as we want. We'd like to be doing, you know, 300 shows a year at least. But that's the way the cookie crumbles right now. We're working on it. We want to be on the road all the time. When we signed our management contract, one of the questions that the manager asked was like, you know, how many days a year do you think you want to tour? Like, you know, he was like, you know, 50, 100 or whatever, or like 300. He was like, whoa, okay, well, great. You know, it was definitely, we definitely love touring. We love playing shows. We love being in the van. We love meeting new people and whatever. So yeah, we play around a lot, and we're having a big tour this year. It's going to be our first national tour. We're going to go all the way across the United States and back. That starts on July 15th.
You're gonna stop by here and we meet West.
We're gonna be playing
Illinois.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna have an Illinois gig. I'm trying to think. There's a few states. I looked at the list and there was a few states that we're not hitting. Notably, I think we're not hitting like Montana or Wyoming. I think those two states we're not hitting. There's a couple other that we're not hitting, but mostly, pretty much all the lower 48 states will be hit. So we're excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's good. As you can see that I joined your Facebook fan page. I don't know if you run those. Who runs your Facebook fan page?
Johnny, the bass player, does.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just let him know. The Great Inferno just joined the fan page, and I brought...
Oh, okay. Spread the word. Do that thing. That thing where you, like, say, like, you know, tell your friends about this or whatever, and you click on all your friends' names or whatever. Do that.
Yeah. So, you know, invite your friends. And I have, like, maybe, what, 300-something friends.
Yeah, invite them all.
Yeah. I see, like, maybe, you know, not all of them. I think some, you know, maybe 10 or 15 friends actually join the fan page. So, I like the song. You guys' song is not as... you know, explicit like other bands out there that are trying to make it, you know, or they're trying to, like, I'm talking to this guy, he's, you know, local band around here, and, you know, he was talking about coming on my show, and I said, I don't think it's going to fly because your lyrics is, you know, way out of, you know, I like to keep it like, you know, like, the family, you know. type of
yeah, well, it's funny that you talk about that because I've always been, I'm always on the same page as you. Like, I'm always like, you know, putting unnecessary curse words into your song is like stupid. You know, it doesn't really make any sense, and all it does is make you look juvenile and whatever. There are like notable exceptions of people who I think like pull it off really well. You know, that like, you know, they curse a lot more than they probably ought to, but at least it's good enough that it's okay. But most of these bands are just like, they just like swear all the time. And they're like, there's even some time where they'll like, they'll sneak it in. And it's like, dude, you didn't even have to do that, but you just did it anyway. It's like, what are you doing? Like, if you don't have to do it, don't do it. You know, like sometimes you're like, oh, it's got to be there, you know? But
right, exactly.
Other times, it's like, don't bother.
Yeah. So what is your favorite things to do when, you know, when you're on the road? I mean, I know, obviously, you know, it's like you have a van or do you have a bus or a van?
No, we have a van. One day we'll have a bus. That'll be a big day. That'll be.
Oh yeah.
Like,
okay. I got you. That's right.
Yeah. That's getting a.
All right. Cause like, you know, I play rock band, you know, now.
We
have a band now, and then we can't wait to get a bus.
Well, no, there's a lot of stigma that goes around with having a bus. Having a bus is like they always talk about like how did you know, like what, you know, they talk to like, you know, Green Day or somebody, like how did you know when you made it, like when was the sign that like, oh wait, you know, it's done. And, you know, a lot of bands will say when they finally got a bus. I think No Doubt said that, too. They're like, when we got a bus, that was like when it was like, okay, you know, we're in this for real now. And Rob Zombie actually said, he said that if you are in a band and you don't have a gold record, he says, you can't afford a bus. And he's like, you know, because there's a lot of bands that they'll jump right into it because they'll be like, oh my God, we just got a huge record label advance. We're going to be huge. Oh, this is great. Let's get a bus because that's like, we've made it if we have a bus. And he's like, Rob Zombie's like, hold back. Don't get the bus until you've had a gold record.
I hear you on that one. So what do you guys obviously like, you know, like one another, otherwise you won't be in a band. Do you guys listen to, what's your, let's say, give me a band that you guys most listen to other than yourselves.
we're all in the van playing a record. I would say we listen to a lot of the Smashing Pumpkins. We listen to a lot of Muse. We listen to this new band called People in Planes. They're from Wales. We listen to them a lot. But we also listen to, each of us individually listen to a lot of different music. So the rule is that whoever's driving gets to pick the music. So when so-and-so is driving, then it's playing some music that maybe the three of us don't like. And then when so-and-so is driving, you know, then there's the other three guys don't like it or whatever. But there's probably a good chunk of bands that like we all dig and we're all like, okay, put that on. We're all into it. Or sometimes there's a band that half of us get or whatever. But there's definitely plenty of times where there's a song playing and everybody else in the van has their iPod on, and then only the one driver guy is the one rocking out because it's just like, we're like, oh, this band sucks. Why do I have to listen to them? Turn it off.
Right. So where's your next gig? You got?
Friday, we're playing in Rhode Island at this place called Cats. And it's a cool place. It's laid out really weird. It's like everything inside is metal. So, like, the stage is this, like, metal grate on it, and then, like, all the furniture is, like, solid metal, and the bar has got this weird, like, metallic design to it, and it's kind of weird looking when you walk in, but it's a cool place, and we've had a good time there in the past, so I think we played there twice a long time ago. Pawtucket.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, in Rhode Island.
I know that you've been to East West Coast, right? Have you done a tour in the West Coast, or...
No, we haven't toured the West Coast. We recorded our new CD, Seeing Red. That was actually recorded in Malibu, California. But other than that, we've never really toured out in the West Coast. We will on this United States tour. We're doing a bunch of California shows, Seattle, you know, all over the place, Oregon. We'll do that whole entire West Coast, but we haven't done that yet. So,
looking forward to any CDs. Are you looking forward to seeing, like, Motor City?
I really want to go to San Francisco because everyone I've met who's been to San Francisco tells me that it's amazing. And I love Texas. And my uncle actually lives in Texas. And so every time I fly down there to see him, I always have a great time in Texas. Everybody's so nice, and it's so just great down there. And so I'm excited to go there too.
Yeah, everything's big in Texas. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's so true. It's like everything is huge. It's weird.
They have
Kmart. What was that?
Even bugs and, you know, cockroaches.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, cockroaches and stuff.
Yes, everything
That's
is big.
Everything is big.
Yes.
Now, did you're having fun, doing this and all that thing. Any particular song that you might find, like, favorite than you know, any other song that you guys have right now currently?
You mean on Seeing Red?
Right. Like, do you have any favorite song? I know that, you know, you probably like all the songs. Otherwise, you would not make all of them.
Yeah.
any particular song that you, like, maybe just, you know, get you from the heart, you know what I mean?
On Seeing Red, I would probably say Going Nowhere, which is the third track. I would say that one is the most personal and most emotionally gratifying song for me, just because it's one of the few songs I've written from a really personal, happy point. It's kind of happy and sad at the same time, but a lot of my songs are angry. You know, a lot of my songs are like, oh, I don't like this person or this thing, you know, pissed me off or whatever. And that song is kind of like an in-between, kind of like a weird, not like a poppy, happy, like, oh, I love you, you're the best thing in the world, not that kind of happy, but like a happy, content to be, being content just existing type song. And I think it's really cool, really, every time we play it, I always really, really like playing it, and and I always get into it. And we've been playing it over and over again for the past year, and still every time we start to play it, I'm like, yes, I love playing this song.
Yeah. So what's the name of the song again? Going Nowhere.
Going Nowhere. Yeah, it's the third track on Seeing Red. It's actually also on our MySpace page too.
Okay. All right. If you go to myspace.com/DoubleThinkRocks, right, with the S?
Yep.
DoubleThink Rocks. Okay. And I know that. So when's the tour starts again?
In the middle of July. It's either going to be July 14th or 15th. We're still, a lot of the dates aren't booked yet, so we don't exactly know like a definitive time it's going to start or a definitive time it's going to end. But the projection that we've written out is going to be starting on the 15th or 14th of July.
Okay.
I know you won't be home until September. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. So, no, got a family? You guys are married or are you all single?
No, we are all single. I have a girlfriend, but the rest of the band – oh, no, Jeff has a girlfriend now, too. I keep forgetting that. Jeff has a girlfriend. nothing, no, like, no kids, no marriages, no mortgages, no houses, nothing. It's like,
right,
that's it.
Right. That's perfect.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. Yeah, we, one of the problems that, music industry people will look at is if a band is willing to tour and be on the road all the time, and if you have kids or a mortgage or, an overbearing wife or whatever, they're going to look for that because they're going to be like, oh, well, clearly there's going to be problems putting you guys on the road for X amount of days every year because, your wife is going to yell at you or your kids are going to demand that you come home or whatever. But we don't have any of that, so we're good.
Yeah, that's perfect, man. It's just perfect.
Yeah.
what state you guys from? Connecticut, right?
Connecticut, yes.
Connecticut. So what's the town again? What's the name of the town?
New London.
New London, Connecticut. What's to do over there? Let's say, I happen to be going to the East Coast and I'm going to stop by New London, what do you recommend? Like, let's say bar or like, anything that, like nightlife kind of thing.
New London is actually like a lot of people who grew up and have lived their whole life on the West Coast. When they come to the East, especially New England, they're very surprised at how old everything is, because if you think about it, California's only been lived in for like less than 200 years or something, whereas New England has been around for almost 500 years. So it's like, it's kind of a trip. So, but what New London is really old, and it's still got kind of that grungy old look to it. So I think it's got a lot of character. But it's also really hip, and downtown there's all sorts of like art galleries, and during the summer there's all sorts of live concerts in this amphitheater that we have in the middle of downtown, and they're always free. And there's a lot of bars on a big strip called Bank Street, and some clubs too. And if you're here at night during the summer, at least it's like there's so much stuff to do. During the winter it's a little more laid back. It's so cold, not many people just want to wander around. But during the summer, it's like hopping all the time. There's always something to do. And there's museums and the Coast Guard Academy, which a lot of people like to visit and wander around because it's like, the place. If you want to be in the Coast Guard, you have to come to New London. And so it's cool.
Right. Yeah, what I'm like want to do for, if I ever go to East Coast, New England or somewhere around there, clam chowder.
No, it's good. It's definitely really, really good. There, you can't get it anywhere else. We actually we were really surprised because another thing you can't get anywhere else that's good is pizza. I don't know if you've had pizza in New England, but pizza is like, if you don't get pizza from the New York area, like the state surrounding New York, then you're not eating pizza. You're eating some knockoff of what pizza really is. And we were actually surprised because we played a show in South Carolina a few weeks ago, and we got there, and the guy was like, oh, we've got pizza. We're going to make you a pizza. And we're like, oh, great, we're going to have this southern pizza. It's going to be so bad and gross. But it turns out the guy who owns it actually grew up in New York. So he makes pizza just like they make it in New York. So it was actually really, really good pizza. So, but it just goes to show you, it's like, If we had gone anywhere else in South Carolina to get pizza, it would have been just like, we would have been like, oh, this is so gross. we're kind of snobby about food.
Yeah. So is that your favorite thing to eat while on the road? Pizza?
Our favorite thing to eat while on the road is whatever we can afford. Because it's like, it's you know, you just can't spend that much money, and, you know, you're living off the dollar menu at McDonald's or whatever food that people that you stay with, you know, happen to make you or whatever. You know, it's like whatever we can get is what we get. So we don't have the luxury quite yet of being able to be like, oh, my favorite thing to eat on tour is this because we just eat whatever we can feed into our mouths.
Right. So you're Seeing Red. Is it out yet or still? When is it coming out?
Oh no, it's out. It came out on Valentine's Day this year.
Okay.
Yeah, it came out on Valentine's Day this year, and you can get it either download it off of iTunes. Just search for Doublethink on iTunes, and it's there. Or you can get it from our website, doublethinkonline.com. And I think the cheapest way to get it is to get it from us directly by going to doublethinkonline.com and ordering the physical CD. But if you don't want to wait to get the physical CD, if you just want to, you know, that instant gratification that the kids are into so much nowadays, then you can just go to iTunes and buy it track for track off there.
Hmm. Well, see, I'm definitely going to try this out, man, because I like the California Dollar and what's the other one again?
You Think We're in Love.
You Think We're in Love. Yeah, that one. That's got a pretty good, you know, riff in the beginning there. But looking at
Thanks.
The picture over here, I'm trying to figure out who you are. Are you the redhead? The guy
which picture are you looking at?
Your MySpace, like the MySpace.
Oh, the main MySpace profile picture? Yeah, I'm the one. I'm the one in the middle with the aviator glasses and the red hair. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the '80s glasses. Okay. No.
Yeah.
Because the other redhead is on your left. With the.
Yeah, on my left. Yeah, that's Johnny. He's the bass player.
Oh, okay. And who's the one on your right?
The one in the red shirt, towards the back is Jeff, and then the one all the way to the left is Eric, and he's the guitarist.
Eric. Hmm. Okay. So you write all the lyrics? I mean, who writes the do you write the lyrics on them or?
Yeah, I write the lyrics to all the songs, and yeah, and then most of the time, the way we write the music is that I'll come up with like a riff or a chorus or some sort of part of a song, bring that into the rehearsal space and show it to everybody, and then we'll sort of work it out and jam on it for a little while and rearrange the parts and do whatever with it until we get something that sparks. And, you know, if we get something that sparks, sometimes we'll get something and it won't be good at all. And then other times it'll work out and everybody will be totally into it. And then we write the song, the music, and then I take the music home and I write lyrics to it and bring it back. So that's what we usually write. Sometimes I'll write the whole song myself and bring it into them and show it to them. If they like it, then it comes a song. Or sometimes we'll just go in and just sort of start jamming and not even have any real idea what we're going to do, and something will come out of that. We're really open to whatever works, really. It's like whatever we feel like is going to make a good song, we're ready to do it. If that means, you know, banging on pots and pans or, you know, painting ourselves with chocolate or whatever it is that's going to inspire us to write a good song, we're ready to do it. You know,
we love writing songs.
We love coming home, you know, after practice and just sitting down and being like, damn, we wrote an awesome song tonight. You know, we love that feeling. So whatever it is we've got to do to get that feeling, we're going to do it.
Exactly. Now, just looking at the upcoming shows, actually May 1st, you are going to be at Casey's Tap.
Yep.
In Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Yep.
May 7th, you're actually going to be interviewing by my friend Pinto.
Yes.
Pinto. Yeah.
Yes.
He's a cool dude. And May 7th, the worst radio show ever. Yes, one of my friends on Block Talk Radio. And May 15th, you're going to be in Bullwinkle, the Cherrywood Bullwinkle Entertainment.
Oh, yeah, the Cherrywood's in Clementon, New Jersey. And the people who put the show together are Bullwinkle Entertainment.
Oh, okay. June 5th of June, you're going to be in the Sad Cafe.
Yes, that is Plastow. And
all right.
Yeah, they don't pronounce the I. It's Plastow. I don't know why.
Plastow. All right.
Plastow, New Hampshire, and that's an all-ages teen center place that we love playing at. It's one of our favorite places to play. Everybody there is so nice, and we have a lot of fans who just love us, and we just have a great time every time we go there. And that show is actually with our new friends, a Texas band called The Steps.
The Steps?
Yeah, right. They're really cool.
Okay, and then June 12th, it's the Space, along with, you know, this is in Hamden, Connecticut. And
yep.
You're going to be playing with The Steps again? The Steps?
Yep, The Steps are going to be playing both those shows with us. And that is, The Space is probably, I would say, our favorite place to play ever. It's just a really cool environment. It's the club is run by people who used to be in bands. And so they're always on your side. It's not like a big fight. Some clubs you play with, it's like a big fight. It's the club versus the bands and who's going to win,
right,
or whatever.
Exactly.
But with the Space, it's like everybody's mutually working together, and it's really, really cool. And it's a cool atmosphere and really laid back. And it's not alcoholic, so you don't have to worry about drunks, you know, throwing crap at you or whatever. It's like,
that is the plus there.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool place. We love playing it. So we're really excited for that show.
Okay. Well, Scott, I think we're going for a landing here, but thanks for, you know, stopping by and sharing your band and you know, giving me the opportunity to interview you. And
thank you.
For the listeners, you can go to myspace.com, DoubleThinkRocks, or you can go to www.doublethinkonline.com and purchase their new CD called Seeing Red. Hey, Scott, thanks a lot again, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks very much.
You have a last thought there.
Great, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, thank you. Well, see you guys.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
Well, wait a minute. All right, that was, I don't know why that thing went on, but that was Scott from Doublethink Band. Their CD is out right now, so you can go ahead and get it. You know, it's, you've heard it. I like it. Great Inferno, like it. You're going to have to go get it. DoubleThinkOnline.com, and you can go to MySpace.com /DoubleThinkRocks. You can purchase the CD and, wait for their tour. They are going to tour right now, 2007 and 2009. Did I say 2007? Yeah, 2009. And again, Doublethink Band on tour. Hey, catch you later.